Hi, welcome back, and we are going to go through the Bible devotional, and today we are going to see how God created us in His own image in the very beginning. So Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created He them." So here we see that man was made in the very image of God. Now we are going to see what it means by the image of God. Let me explain something before. Adam was made perfect, righteous, and holy. He had a fellowship with God. God did not create Adam and Eve as robots, but with a free choice to obey Him or to disobey Him. God made man in His own image. But when sin entered, that image was ruined. So when sin entered, we died spiritually. Man, from his birth, is alienated with God when sin entered. So everyone who is born is a sinner, because of Adam's sin is imputed to all men. So when God created Adam and Eve, they were created in the image of God. Adam had the power of the free will to choose. Now when Adam sinned, death came to man spiritually and physically, because Adam was the fountainhead of the whole human race. So we too sin in Adam, because Adam's sin was imputed to all mankind. This is where man is distinct from all the other creatures that God made. In a sense, man is distinct from all the other animals, because man was made in the image of God. Okay, it's not the animals that God made in the image, but man. So we are distinct from all the other animals that God created. So when we are going to see what is the image of God, image of God is that we represent God. We are made in the likeness of God, that we are going to be the mirror of God. Okay, so basically we are going to mirror God, His representation. So who is God? Okay, God is holy, righteous, and God is, He is knowledgeable. So we are going to represent that God's righteousness, His knowledge, and His holiness. That is the image of God. So when God created Adam, he was made in the holiness of God. He was made in the righteousness of God, in the knowledge of God, so Adam can have fellowship with God. But man, when he sinned, he became utterly unholy. Alright, so he became unrighteous. His knowledge of God, he doesn't want to go and have fellowship with God, but he wants to go away from God. He wants to run away from God. So today we hear the evolutionists that say that man is an animal, as man came from the line of the monkeys. But the Bible is telling the truth. Only man is made in the image of God. So here we saw that we were made in the very likeness of God, as we were supposed to mirror God's holiness, His righteousness. We are God's, we are supposed to resemble God. We are going to, show God's holiness, His righteousness. So now, at the beginning, of course, we saw that they were holy, Adam and Eve. They were perfect without sin. They had a beautiful fellowship with the Creator. Okay, so they were face to face. They were totally naked. But when Adam sinned, that image was ruined, and he realized his nakedness. And he ran away from the presence of God. And he hid from God. And here we see how sin separated us from the holy God. Now, when you are born again by the Spirit of God, you are brought from being slave to sin to the obedience of God. You were in darkness, but now you are brought to the light of God. You are separated from God, but now you are brought to the fellowship of God. The image of God is the likeness of God. Man mirrored God's knowledge and righteousness and holiness in the garden, in the paradise with God, as man had fellowship with God. But sin ruined that image. But when you are born again by the Spirit of God, that image is restored back again. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 10 says, God have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. And Ephesians chapter 4 verse 23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. As now we can see how these scriptures comes beautifully together. Genesis in the Old Testament, Genesis and the New Testament, Paul is saying, now once you are born again, now you, that image is brought back. It's been restored. Because now that you are, now when that image is brought back, we are created in the righteousness and the true holiness of God. It's not a righteousness that we had, but it's a righteousness of Christ that has been charged to our account, which we don't deserve. Now, beloved, let us mirror that godly image to this dark world. Let us be the lights of, let us be a light to a darkened world. Okay? So let us be the lights. So let the world see that we are true Christians. And the unbelievers who doesn't want to hear the word of God, but they will see our conduct, our obedience to Christ, our love to Christ. And God help us to be righteous and holy before Him, that we would be a shining light of God's image to a dark world. Let us preach the gospel in our behavior. Let us preach the gospel in our conduct. Let us preach the gospel the way we live. Then people will see that we are true Christians, and God will get the glory. Amen.